We pause for a moment to think about words about faith the Lord has so richly blessed us with. You realize the one mark of this Orthodox faith, or really that it should be, is this possible joy that flows from our Lord's glorious resurrection. That we are a resurrectional church, we proclaim the Lord's glorious resurrection, and that this possible joy, this joy of our Lord's resurrection, should filter out into all of our life, all throughout the year and all throughout the week, as we come back and we partake of the Lord and His body and blood, and we every Sunday proclaim this resurrection of the Lord. It's this possible joy. And then we remember our own baptism, where we died with Christ. Just like Christ was killed and buried in the tomb and rose on the third day, that our baptism is really our death. That we die with Christ and are raised to newness of life with Christ, as this foretaste of the resurrection on that last day, when our bodies will then be glorious resurrected with His. So this is where we begin. This is where we start, with this resurrectional joy of our Lord. And St. Paul, in his epistle this morning, is speaking about this. He's talking about his life in Christ, because really for us Orthodox Christians, the life in the church is our very real and tangible life in Christ. This is where we participate in a foretaste of this resurrectional joy of our Lord in the church. So we say our life in Christ is our life in the church, because we get to participate in all of these saving events of the life of Christ. We get to enter into that reality. And as we say on every feast, every time we sing a troparion on the feast, it begins with, today we celebrate whatever feast it is. And there's this word liturgically that we use. It's the word that gets translated as remembrance. But really in the original Greek, it's this word anamnesis. And it means to remember something in order to make it present here and now, in reality. And so when we remember the saving events of Christ, and remember the liturgical year of the events of the life of Christ, we enter into the reality of these events in the life of the church. And so we live out this faith in the church. So St. Paul, in his epistle, he's talking about all this. He's trying to have this vision of what life is truly about. And he says, I count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. I count all of these things lost, all the suffering in this life as rubbish, that I may gain Christ, and I may know Christ, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to him in his death, if by any means I may attain the resurrection from the dead. So in this epistle reading, we see from St. Paul that he talks about what it is to know Christ, what it is to enter into this resurrectional joy of our Lord, if we also have to enter into his death, that we have to enter into the sufferings of Christ and be co-crucified with him, because there is no resurrection, that there is no death. And so he's saying that I count all of these things lost, all of the suffering, all of the stuff of life that is waging war against me, I count that all lost compared to the surpassing knowledge of knowing Christ Jesus. And so he says these four things, that I may know Christ, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death, and if by any means I may attain the resurrection of the dead. So what does it mean to know Christ? We hear that thrown out a lot. We turn on our TVs and look at many, many Christians who talk about come to know Christ. Well, this original word for know, gnosko, means this intimate knowledge of. To know Christ is not simply to know something about him intellectually that we can read in a book. And this is what's unique for us as Orthodox Christians, that we don't get to know God just through reading a book and having some intellectual knowledge of him. We know Christ because we have this intimate union with him. We know Christ because we are living out the commandments. And this word gnosko even talks about the marital union. It's this intimate knowledge that we know Christ because we have this intimate connection and communion with him. So it's not intellectual. It's action. It's doing something. It's entering into this communion with him. So St. Paul talks about knowing Christ. He wants to know Christ. He wants to have this intimate knowledge and this union of Christ, so that he might understand the power of this resurrection. Again, this possible joy that we talk about as Orthodox Christians. The power of Christ's resurrection, where he conquered sin and death, where he conquered the corruption of the flesh, so that we could be partakers of this divine nature, that we could be raised with Christ and enter into this communion with God. That for us as Orthodox Christians, salvation is not just a change in legal status. It's communion with God himself. And so when Christ is raised, he raises us with himself. And that icon of the resurrection, Christ is pulling Adam and Eve out of those tombs. And it reminds of us that if we are in our corruption of flesh and our Hades, Christ comes and bursts forth from the tomb, pulling us out to be partakers of this divine nature with Christ. So we understand, once we know Christ, we understand the power of this resurrection. The trampling down of death by death. But how does this happen? Well, St. Paul talks about it's by this fellowship with Christ and his suffering and death, that we need to be willing to go with Christ to this voluntary passion. And if you listen to the hymns during Holy Week, it emphasizes Christ is going to his voluntary passion, that he is going willingly to suffer and to die for us, so that we might be raised to newness of life. So we must also go to our voluntary cross, to our voluntary suffering. And this is the life of the Orthodox Christian. It's this voluntary laying down one's life in imitation of Christ, this daily martyrdom. This word martyria comes from this word, it means to witness. So to witness to Christ is to be a martyr. When we're not faced with persecution here in this place, people wanting to kill us for our faith, but every day we face daily martyrdom, where the evil one tempts us, he puts thoughts in our heads to judge, to lust, to get angry, whatever it is. And so we're given an opportunity then to go with Christ to his passion, to go to his voluntary passion, and find this resurrectional power of Christ in the midst of these temptations. The thoughts continue to come, the temptations come, and we find victory. And so this is this daily martyrdom. We bear witness to this intimate knowledge of Christ by standing up. And that's why we sing, O Lord, save thy people, bless thine inheritance, grant victories to Orthodox Christians over their adversaries. That we sing that on the elevation of the cross, because we are saying, through the cross, joy has come to all the world. And so it is through the power of the cross, this instrument of torture, this event that the evil one was meaning to finally conquer, this Christ who's preaching this good news, but it became a place of victory. By Christ voluntarily going to his passion, to his cross, there he found resurrection and joy. So we need to go to our voluntary passion. St. Paul talks about this suffering with Christ, and he uses the word koinonia, which is this fellowship, that we are to have somehow this fellowship with suffering. And what that means is fully facing it, not running from it. For we need to face it and go to our voluntary passion, as Christ did. So we need to have this fellowship with suffering. I mean, what on earth does that mean? That sounds kind of scary, but we are to face it. Because we know that if we are willing to suffer and die with Christ, that there is resurrection. Because if Christ did not raise, what? Our faith is in vain. And so this is what the Christian life is all about. It's going to this cross with Christ. And St. Paul talks about this in his other epistles. He says that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. And a few weeks ago, we heard the reading of the Gospel from John 17, where Christ is praying to his Father, saying, reveal that glory to me that I had with you before the foundation of the world. So he's talking to his Father, and he's saying, give me that glory which I had pre-eternally with you. And then what does he go on to say? He says, be glorified in them. So this glory that was revealed to Christ from the foundations of the world is also the same glory that will be revealed in us. I mean, that's a mystery. But we get to be partakers of this glory. And so it's through taking up this cross of suffering and realizing that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. That this is good news. This is the gospel. This is what it's all about. That we are willing to go to this passion, to this voluntary suffering, because we know in the end there's resurrection, and there's life. So if we die with him, we shall also be raised with him. So this goes back to our baptism. And we remember, when we were buried in those waters of baptism, we were raised in newness of life, and we were given this garment of salvation, this glorified garment that we need to endeavor to keep clean, that we are clothed with Christ and co-crucified with him, and so that we get to be a partaker of this divine nature with him. So St. Paul, in his epistles, talks about suffering a lot. He says, don't be surprised when you encounter various trials, because when these trials come, it is this working out of our salvation with fear and trembling. It is going to that voluntary passion so that we can experience the power of Christ's resurrection, becoming like him in his death. Why? So that we may attain the resurrection of the dead. It's not suffering for suffering's sake. It's the transfiguration of these things and finding God there. You know, also during Holy Week, there's this wonderful hymn that says, Christ came to earth in search of Adam, and not finding him there, he descended even into Hades to find him there and to pull him up from the tomb. So, this is the gospel. This is the good news that we preach as Orthodox Christians, that we can face death, we can face suffering, we're willing to go there. And we go there, and we turn, we find Christ there right next to us, ready to free us from those tombs, that we can experience the power of this resurrection. And so, as I mentioned last night, we're commemorating St. Jacob of Alaska, and he endured incredible trials. I said yesterday, for 2,000 miles, his parish was 2,000 miles, and he was traveling up rivers, across the tundra, bringing the gospel to all these indigenous Alaskan peoples. He learned their languages, and he brought an incarnated Christ to them. Well, in the period of about 3 years, he was ordained when he was in his 20s. And he was sent to Alaska, I think he was like 28. And then when he was 35, in the course of 2 years, his wife died, his father died, his house burned down, he lost everything. But he continued to persevere, he continued to serve, continued to preach the gospel. And that's why to this day, you go to Alaska, every little town has an Orthodox church, and they're worshiping in their own indigenous languages. So he endured the suffering because he knew something of the resurrection of Christ. And so we sainted, we canonize him, we sing hymns, and ask him to pray for us. That through his example, we can realize, gosh, when we're faced with struggles, with temptations, with suffering, with very difficult situations, and we realize, well, Saint Jacob was able to endure, and 1,000 people came to know Christ and the Orthodox faith through his missionary efforts, well, certainly we can have this daily martyrdom and die to ourselves and experience this resurrected Christ. So again, it's this voluntary cross. So the crucial question then for us is when we are faced with these struggles, with these temptations, with these daily deaths, how do we respond to it? Do we run away from it? Do we say, oh, well, I wish I had another cross? No, we face it. And that's what it means to have this communion with that suffering, is that we face it. We don't run from it. And so it's only by confronting it that we find the resurrection of Christ. Because Christ faced it. He did pray to his Father, Lord, if it's possible, take this cup from me, but nevertheless, thy will be done. So this should be our attitude. Lord, thy will be done. I don't understand it. But Lord, I proclaim that you are risen, and I know that through taking up this cross, facing it, confronting it, that that's where the resurrection comes. So well-known Orthodox theologian Oliver Olivier Clement says, we have to learn to get around obstacles, to tear away dead skin, to let the very life of Christ arise in us by the power of his resurrection. Each present moment has to become baptismal. A moment of anguish and death if I seek to cling to it and so experience its non-existence, or a moment of resurrection if I accept it and humbly as present in both senses of the word. So if we face it, we realize that there is a present there. He says both senses of that term. We need to be present to it and we experience it. We realize it's all gift to us. And that is what we partake of. we partake of Christ himself in a mystery, in his holy body and blood. And this gives us the strength we need. And every Sunday we commemorate our Lord's resurrection. So we remember Christ is risen, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tombs bestowing life. This is our focal point, is this resurrected Lord, so that we may also partake of this glorified body of Christ, that we would experience the joy of this resurrection. So let us, brothers and sisters, be willing to die with Christ. Let us be willing to go also to our voluntary cross and face it and confront it and not be afraid of it. Because we know that through death comes life. And so let us become like him in his death, so that, in order that, we may also somehow be a partaker of this resurrection. And so we will be given that glory that Christ speaks of in this prayer in John 17. This glory which will be revealed in us, that St. Macarius says about the faithful, that we will become like countless candles who are lighted from a single flame, so that the bodies of all Christ's members will be what Christ is. Our human nature is transformed into the fullness of God, which becomes holy fire and light. And this is the glorified body that we will also receive because of Christ's glorious resurrection. Christ is risen. Amen.